nie jestem na ołówku. Nie jestem
na
Great to mention Mr. Goldman, Zechariah of Rocha, who was still here with us last week by the Shia. More than the tzah, I'm going to mention a Maimon Chazal. The Medrash says, Yalkut in Gracious, says, Kol Aboim Shana Shebemidbo, Vyatzmoisav Shel Yehuda, Mugugolim Ba'orim, Mach Masanidu. In this week's Sedra, Yehuda came forward and said, this week, last week, he came forward to Yaakov Avinu, and he said, "Chatzil lecha kol ayomim." Al atzad, as I'm not going to bring back, bin yomim, chatzil lecha kol ayomim. Chazal tells, chatzil lecha kol ayomim, means he put himself bin nidu, even was b'tnai, or kilas chochem afil al tnai, therefore nidu al tnai, therefore the nidu was chal. And Chazal tells, all 40 years, that summers of Yehuda moving golim. Until Acha Omad Moshe, Pikish all of Rachmin, Moshe was Vakish Rachim Alem, Oma Moshe, Vibonish Leila, Migoram Le Ruven, Shayoide Yehuda, who was the one that was going that Ruven should be Moide, he was Mvalbo, the Mittus of the Emois. Yehuda, Shaitan Medish, Miyad Shoma Hashem Kol Yehuda, Veneskabulot Philosophy. Immediately after Moshe Rabbeinu was Moide the Zchus, that the one it was Goyim, Reuven, to be Moida, was Yehuda. So that was that waking that was Moida, the Schus for Yehuda, and therefore Yehuda's bones stopped being Magugalim. It's not about Magugalim anymore. And before Hashem asked, don't understand. Yehuda was Moida himself. Yehuda was Goyim, the Reuven was Moida. Yehuda was Moida by the Maisa of Tomo. Sotkom Imeni, he was made al emes. Yehuda was gathered Goyim, that Reuven was made up. Yehuda himself was made up. Why did Chazal need to be Geraya, that Reuven was Yehuda was Goyim, that Reuven was made up. Yehuda was made up, that enough, that itself should be a Sibah. Explained the Mephoshim, that Yehuda was Taka, made al emes. Of a person who left Fazich, a person who does a good Midah, that's not enough to be Moir Zechusim. Not to be Moir Zechusim. For Yehuda, Yehuda was Goyim, that Reuven was made up. Yehuda's Haidah was a Zach that triggered off by others to see as the Midas Emes is that a person should be made al Emes, that's a richtig Anhoga. If a person was Mimazaki Arabi, Mimatsniki Arabi, who was Gurim other people to do good, then that's the biggest Chus a person can have. Yehuda was Gurim, the Reuven was made al Emes, that was the Chus, that's a richtig Chus for Yehuda. I think we had somebody over here by the Shia. Lots of things one could learn from him. I didn't realize his age, but Chilal, then it was Holach Leilomboy, and the Shemish Kecholim to see somebody in the late 90s over here sitting by the Shia, when we all have an Isoyan to Zachain Tremelis Mam Shia. But I think there's any person who schools always being awake and never, always with Hashmichel, always Ayin Yehet, I guess the Cheshik and Taiva for any Limud HaTera. I think there was Mr. Goldman, Zachain Levrocha. Matzdik Rabbim, a person will give him as chust, a person. When his Eilim Emes, Naflenum from Zaymaisim, he said how he was a mashkimum, always in the morning for the B'samedrish. Chazal Zog, in a person who was mashkim, Litvilis, mashkim, Sheit is the man, Yibu Yemechim, Chazal said that's his chus, to be Zecha, for Arichas Yomim. He said about the Shiva, which when 15 years old, he was when he left the Shtot Salem. 15 years, and he lifted his well in his 90s, his 80, his Shadzach 4, boy of 15, leaving his hometown and leaving his upbringing and leaving his parents at that stage behind, coming across as a child, across to a strange country, a strange language, wenn man sich gewöhnt, zu gehen, und der Atheria, weil der Emmers, alle ja, und das am Rüdig ist ein Kuss. Da verlernen auf...
That's a chuyos, the chuyos, exactly. He used to take, bring, give me a lift to shul every morning for years, yeah.
You wish it, oh,
yeah. So it's more of a chuyos.
More of a chuyos, right? That was a person who's a, every person, you can always see with a shmeichel, and a boy to come back here, a bonon, as they said over there, is, again, in Zayim Mahalach, Gmoa says in Ksubas, Gmoa says, Om Rabbeichan, Om Teva Malbin, Shinaim, Lechaveira, Yosim, Mashkeu. More than the person actually gives it, gives the person a good thing to feel. A man just get a room with a shmeichel, I didn't know in person, but just from seeing him over here by the shurim and a little bit by the minchit coming the week over here, Alamol HaShmeichel, Alamol Muhammad Ben Yedeina, Azokin goes out with some medish, and Muhammad over the other guy out in front of him, somebody to Zach Mekaloplen, and Zadar Zachus, for Zan Mishpocha, for the Kehila, and Zan Yunuach HaMishkovoi, till B'Eskel Tzedek, maybe I'm in the honor. Before we turn back to Maisik Sofim, which is back in the year to Stocker and discussed it in the morning. I don't remember, it was 2 weeks ago, something like that. But somebody asked the Shaila, and I spoke to my father last week. He said somebody asked him the same Shaila, and it had a Hirah from Bram Kinevsky about 10 years earlier. So we discussed the Shaila before, so linked to Dina at Stocker. The Shaila was a person who's in old age home and it had a stroke. Is there a Chiev, is there an Indian to put on him? If a person's bedaitai and a person's not able to be mekam the mitzvah because Loleinu is handicapped due to his matzav, he's not able to do it himself. Somebody else did it. My father, a badass, has got kiyum of a mitzvah. Kiyum of a mitzvah, even if he can't do the hanoch of tefillin or somebody else puts on the tefillin on him and he's mekam the mitzvah. Can't understand the kshir is only a chetimsa for the mitzvah. The ikazach that it's munach. Our goof voice is mekam the mitzvah. But a kaponim, whatever the mitzvah is, zicha by having the tefillin on the goof himself is mekam the mitzvah. And perhaps he can even make a bracha for it. And if not, the person who's putting it on him can make the bracha and he'll listen to it. And within hours, he can make the bracha. The shayla is a person who, Rachman Etzlan, hasn't got das to be able to be mekam the mitzvah. Person of a shayta is not dafke a person who's born a shayta. A shayt is a person who isn't in control of his das, either because he was born that way, or Rahman Islam, but Shalina made it. And this person got Alzheimer's, also got a din of a shayt. It doesn't mean that he was born that way, but the Bani Shabbat Gemachta say, Haint is not das, yet he's not able to, he's not Shalit on himself, he's got a din of a shayt, and he got the Kiyom Mitzvahs. Is there an Indian to put tefillin on him? Al-Tzad is the person doesn't have a Guf Noki, then you can't put tefillin on. Tefillin on a Guf Shayna Noki is a very common the Ki'issa. And the shock and aterium for them. My father once asked Rabbi Yashiv years ago about a person who didn't have a gufnaki in his elderly years and asked him, what's the etzer when it comes to tefillah and it comes to kima mitzvahs, brachas, what can you do over here? And Rabbi Yashiv says, what's going to turn? I mean, he can't make a brachas, he can't do anything. My father told him, I mean, she gave my kams and on a mitzvah, a person who's bedaiter, Rachman Lestan, something's wrong with him, and therefore he hasn't got a gufnokia, but to tell him he shouldn't make brocha, I mean, the brash is not for yet a zach, I mean, it's a zach, which is a issa. Mon says, say, but pi, at the bas, is a shayla for another issa, the shock and issa. A person doesn't have a gufnokia, there's no issa for tefillin, but if a person's got a gufnokia, how much das does a person need to have in order to be mekayim a mitzvah? A klolistik, a shayla, a person who, Rachman Lestan, has Alzheimer, and we know that he doesn't have any das. It's not just after a stroke and he can't move his limbs himself. His pasha doesn't have his das anymore. Is there an Indian to put tefillin on him, or is there not? So my father told me that Chaim Kinevsky brings a raya from a Gemara Ksubas. The Gemara Ksubas discusses that when a person is in the shtate, the Gemara daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, מי שנשתתה, בזדין יוידים לנחוסוב, וזונין, ומפנסין, אס אישתי, ובונוב, ובנויסוב, ודוב אחר. Somebody who's נשתתה, נבחה became tending to a shaita, is בזדין יוידים לנחוסוב, וזונין, and they feed and מפנס, his wife, his children, his son and his daughters, ודוב אחר. So, to מפנס, the wife and the children, is something which is mutl on the person himself. It was his chiyuv, he wrote in his ksuba, or tell us that nature person's mechuyuv to be mefanis' children, so the mefanis' him on the zach that he's mechuyuv. But what's Tava Ache? Says the Gemara, Tava Ache, but Tava Ache says the Gemara refers to Tztoker. Reis of Oma, My daughter, Acher, Chris Nomaz, the Tachshit, the base of Omar Stocker. And that's what we paskin. That goes on, that on Stocker, you go Yoyud Lin Chosov in order to be Mephanus to give Stocker out of this person's money. It says, Reb Chaim, what do you give Stocker with this person's money? If he himself is a Shaitis, he's not Makam a Mitzvah. Le Shamanu, that you can continue something even if he did it, but he only did it because he was Makam the Mitzvah. If now he's a Shaitis and he's not Makam the Mitzvah, so how can you go into his Nechosim? True, he gave Stocker all his life, but when he gave his Stocker, he gave it and had the key Mitzvah. It wasn't just that he was giving money because it was a good deed to do. He was giving Stocker, and it was Makam a Mitzvah giving his Stocker. If he's a Shaitis and he's not the one who's giving that Stocker, and it's not been Makam a Mitzvah, so how can you continue? You can't continue doing what he did if he's going to have the same schusim. But if he's not going to have the same schusim, what right have you got to continue taking money from the shaita? The money belongs to him, and you're continuing it because we know the umdina is that he would want to give. But he would want to give was only because he was mekayim the mitzvah. But now there's not been mekayim the mitzvah because he's a shaita. How can you continue giving the stock on his behalf? It says Reb Chaim, you see from this Gemara, that even if a person is a shaita, he's also got a kiyum of a mitzvah. He's mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore, if you want a person's a shaita, it's also an Indian to put tefillin on him because he's mekayim the mitzvah. Yitaka can't put on tefillin himself. Yitaka doesn't know you're putting on tefillin on him, but having the tefillin on him without his das is also a kiyum of a mitzvah. At kan divrei Reb Chaim.
So,
that Nechoyra Stocker is called B'Yisoy to have a mitzvah. The Gemara in Tzubas Memches is talking about continuing giving Stocker because the person himself gave Stocker all his life, even though now he hasn't got das to give Stocker, but we continue giving Stocker even though he isn't endorsing it, he's not the one who's allowing us to do it, but we know we wanted to give it, therefore we continue giving Stocker. Rashi says al Atera, the Vinayin Shenofal, a fruta from a person, and you pick it up, and the only picks it up, and he's misfarnas from it, there's a schos for the person who dropped it, and Hashem brings a drasha for it. You see by Stocker, a bazundra Indian, that even if a person doesn't have any das bechlal to be mekayim the mitzvah, he's still mekayim the mitzvah. Because if I pick up the money and I find it in the street, and I think I keep it for myself, and then I give it on, then it's not a schos taka for the person. But if I pick it up, and I'm the only, and I am Spanish from it, state in Chazal, that it's a schus for the Oni himself. His money went over to Tzedakah because his money was the cause. He didn't have any das at Bechalal, even though normal mitzvahs, Avadi won't be Makai the mitzvah if I take it without his das. But picking it up, and I'm the Oni, and I pick up this money, the Oni picks it up, therefore he's Makai the mitzvah because his money was Mafandas. So you see, claw that stock is Gedorim is different to other Zachen. So even if it's Taki true, as they shit in the Gemara, in Subas, the Gemara does say that you can continue giving it on even without him realizing it. Actually, it's only by Stocker, not by other mitzvahs. Stocker is a Bazundra Indian that even without having das, the ikki is that Yenna benefits from your money. Your money is a sibba for not only to be the mismanus. Your money feeds a poor person, then your money is being Makai the mitzvah. You, the owner of the money, are Makai the mitzvah. And today, a poor person being fed through your money. I put tefillin on a person with Andy Das. If the whole raya is the Gemara in Ksubis, the chayra in the Gemara wouldn't dafka be a raya. No, even more than that. This Gemara over here, the Kesem Mishnah discusses.
The person puts tefillin on it without any das whatsoever. He's not thinking what he's doing. Well, he just puts on completely oblivious, like a robot.
So mitzvah sichas kavana, we pass him that by an afkumenit in the drasa and drabonon. Whether you need kavana, you don't need kavana. Even al atzad is you're not makam the mitzvah. If a person's misasik doesn't realize he's doing it bechilal, so then it's not a kiyum of a mitzvah.
Not
a kiyum of a mitzvah. A person, but here, you say why shouldn't it be worse off than every time? By mitzvah deraisa, esus mechalik is how we pass in. But the mitzvah sriches kavana by deraisa. If you hold, you need mitzvah sriches kavana by deraisa, and you're not makayim the mitzvah.
He realizes he's got his tefillin on, doesn't he?
No, he doesn't. This person doesn't know what the wicket is. He doesn't know anything at all. You're putting it on him over here. If you hold mitzvah sriches kavana.
No, generally his question about someone who does it like it. Mitzvah Sanash Manamado, at least he knows he's got tefillin on.
No, so there he's doing the Maaseh Mitzvah, putting on tefillin. He doesn't have the extra das.
Yeah,
but what happens if I don't realize that I'm Makam the Mitzvah B'chral? It's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Sambach, where the mitzvah sikhes come on or not. It's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah sikhes come on or not. We are looking at that paskin over here, in Simon Sambach, that by the reiser, if a person doesn't have kavana for the mitzvah, then he has to redo the mitzvah. That's ma'akif. Yes, it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. You're right. If you put on tefillin to a person who doesn't have nidas bechlal, the most that will be a kiyum mitzvah without kavana, and lechori you can't make a bracha on it. You can't make a bracha. And lechlami, eichshe you can't make a bracha. If he doesn't hear the bracha, the person who puts on, I put on tefillin to somebody who's got nidas, I can't make a bracha. I'm not making the mitzvah. He's making the mitzvah. No, and I tell this, he can't make the bracha, and I make the bracha, and he hears it, and within hours I can make the bracha. Since he's going to be yotze the bracha through listening to me, he'll be making the bracha for him, and I do, he's yotze with the shemak oina. I am not mechil with this bracha. Within hours I can make the bracha of him. But Ashayta, nobody's making the bracha. So if you hold mitzvah sikhas kavana, it's ma'akiv, then you're not making mitzvah bechalal. And if you hold mitzvah sikhas kavana, then you've got a kiyum of a mitzvah. Should be worse off. It's a misasik. Misasik is you did it for a different kuntasam shenim. Is you did it for a different tachlis. Therefore, it's not the mice of it. This mice has done the tzurich putting tefillin on him. He just doesn't realize what he's doing over here. Yeah, if in any case you can't make a bracha, but you wouldn't be able to make a bracha on such a chetim sir. According to one set in shulchan aruch, you're mekayim a mitzvah. Mitzvah says you can come on. So I put tefillin on him, and maybe he's going to mekayim this mitzvah over here. So that's good enough to be able to put tefillin on him. Is he mekayim a mitzvah? Maybe mekayim a mitzvah. So I should put tefillin on him. Okay, so Mishnah asks Akasha, why is it mutter to put, why do you take stalker from a person who became a shaita, and why is it different to a cotton that one doesn't go into his nechosim in order to give stalker from it? Why by a shaita does one yes go into his nechosim, and by a shaita one doesn't go into his nechosim? It gives two terutzim. One terutz is that because he can become the mitzvah when he's a gadol, so why do it at this stage? He can do the mitzvah when he's older. And another teretz is, because we haven't got the umdana. The umdana is only by a person who's a gadol, who gave it before he was in the shtate, so we know for sure who wants to be mekayem the mitzvah. But somebody who's a katan, who's got the umdana, who wants to be mekayem the mitzvah, that's not enough of a reason to be yoyit in the nechosav. Kesmisha writes those two terutzim, either because a person would have wanted to give him stocker from his money, or because even if we haven't got the chocha, that's the afkimunit in the shaita and the cotton, or because a person can be mekayemet when he's a godl, who's not a godl. And then the Befarshim Taka ask that he would have wanted to be mekayem the mitzvah, what's the right? He would have wanted to be mekayem the mitzvah. The Maritza really tells on this nekuda. He would have wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah, but now he's not mekayim the mitzvah, so how can you continue doing this mitzvah? From the raya of Reb Chaim, brings raya from this Gemara Ksubas, is a zach which the Marit already handles, and it's a zach which already discussed early on in the poskim, how a shayta is or isn't mekayim the mitzvah from the union of tzedakah. And the chayra, like he says, if the whole raya is the Gemara Ksubas, that's not a raya, because the Gemara Ksubas is talking about tzedakah, and tzedakah the only respond is from it. Another raya somebody else bought was from the Alocha, which the Prima Godim and others discuss when you get to the Shabbos. The Shabbos Alocha is, the person finds, is a person allowed to move tefillin on Shabbos or not?
Sorry.
Is tefillin a muksa, tefillin not a muksa? So the Prima Godim,
pardon? No, listen to Derek Pizor. They're basically
muksa. If it's mutl, not mutl with Derek Pizor, you got tefillin on the side over there. There's a Bzundra Etab, you got tefillin on the side. Are you allowed to move tefillin on Shabbos or not? Stating the Prima Godim and other Achreinim, the Hayois, a person's allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, the Tzerech Shmira, therefore, the whole reason why you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos is the tzorech kiyum mitzvah. But if a person wears it, it's tzorech shmirah, it's mutter. And the Baal Hachon Tzimmel Amud Beis has a discussion about it. When is it mutter to wear tefillin, it's tzorech shmirah. But there is a funny where a person's allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, it's tzorech shmirah. Says the Bitzvah Zilberstein, why if you're not makayim a mitzvah, so what shmirah have you got from the tefillin? If Shabbos is potter from tefillin, so why is there inyan of shmirah b'chlal? The shmirah is if you got a kiyum mitzvah. If you're not makayim a mitzvah, where's the shmirah? Elomah, you see that tefillin, even without a kiyum mitzvah, is a shmirah. And therefore, Basheta, even if he hasn't got his das, he's got the Indian of some sort of kiyum by tefillin, Baraya, you see there's a shmirah even for a time when you're not makayim a mitzvah. And imushim ho, l'choira, one can also be mistapik, be mfalpal about the raya. But remember correctly, the Achonim say that even though Shabbos is part of tefillin, the p'tur by tefillin of Shabbos is different to other p'turim. A person's part of a mitzvah, noshim are p'turim from a mitzvah, all these achen are official p'turim. Tefillin on Shabbos is a ois. The reason why you're part of it isn't a mitakro, it's because tefillin is a ois, and Shabbos is a ois, and you don't have two oises together. So that means that it's not really that when you come to Shabbos, your tefillin is mufka, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah b'chlal. Tefillin isn't, when it comes to Shabbos, tefillin is like all days of the week. I can't be mekayim it because it's a stira to my ois of Shabbos. Shabbos is a ois, and I put on tefillin, it looks like I'm being mezalzel in the ois of Shabbos. Why am I wearing it something else as ois? I've already got a kiyum on my ois. On tefillin, which is a ois, and I can't be mekayim on Shabbos because I've got already another ois on me, then we find the inyan that even without a kiyum mitzvah, I should still put on my tefillin. I still got an inyan of shmirah. It's not muksa on Shabbos. It's not considered the kiddush after this because I can wear tefillin on Shabbos as a shmirah. Only because tefillin on Shabbos taki isn't a p'tur. I'm not supposed to wear it because Shabbos is ois and tefillin is ois, and it's not a time to wear tefillin. But it's not that you're potter from tefillin on Shabbos. But mashengin a sheita is potter mekara mitzvahs, and a sheita is potter mekara mitzvahs. It's not mekara mitzvah. There's no raya that he's got anything at all, even the shmirah of tefillin by wearing tefillin. Shabbos is a time of tefillin. I'm potter to wear it. I can't wear it on Shabbos. I'm not supposed to wear it on Shabbos because Shabbos is a ois, and don't wear tefillin which is a ois on Shabbos. But if I do wear it, I may be makam a mitzvah. Maybe Chazal, the Torah didn't want me to wear it, but something taking place has some sort of kiyum or tefillin in order to make a shmirah. Mashenkin, a sheita is l'choira potter in ganzen min ha-mitzvahs, and if the whole raya is either the gemara from suvas or from the din of putting on tefillin on, there's not muksa on Shabbos because I can wear it, let's say a shmirah, l'choira those two rayas, yesh rafal pulpazeh, and go back to the original shaila when a person has Lo'alenu has been metapled with somebody who's not a ba'adas, if he is matzav, and therefore he's got Alzheimer's and want to know whether or not you should put on him tefillin. It may not be so simple that by putting on tefillin to such a person, there's b'chlal inyan of a kiyum mitzvah. It could be the kiyum mitzvah is only for a person who's got a das. When a person hasn't got a das, that besides, even if it's a gufanoki, it's debatable, like upon whether or not there's a kiyum mitzvah b'chlal.
There's nothing to lose, but
a person...
Unless somebody has to travel a long way, spend many hours getting them to put it on and come back, he's in a home or a hospital.
Yeah. If a person becomes a mitzvah, or if it's not becoming a mitzvah, then all these things involve a lot of tich and a lot of doing over here. Do other things, do other mitzvahs in the other time. If he's got nothing from it, then he hasn't got a kiyum of a mitzvah. Somebody was Moira, my grandfather, put on tefillin on... My uncle Shimon with Down syndrome, my grandfather used to put on him tefillin every day, and he put tefillin without parshas inside. Yeah, he put tefillin without parshas inside because he wasn't sure there was a gufnoki, and definitely put on him without, and like this. So there's two shailas involved. One shaila is involved is whether chlal, whether you can make a brocha. There's issa, maybe even be an issa deraisa to get somebody to say a brocha if he's if you can't make a bracha, but if a person's a sheita, is any dele mivavorech, therefore there's no issa of a bracha levatola. The bracha levatola, when a cotton's a dele mivavorech, and then the taka doesn't do the bracha properly, it may be problematic. But a person, a sheita, who's any dele mivavorech, may not be an issa of making a bracha b'chalis. They get him to put a bracha on, but didn't know he was doing a bracha. But there's another shaila, somebody was moira recently, and that's interesting, Santa Nakuda, that to put on tefillin, to have posted a tefillin, there's a state in Chazal that a person is not allowed to have. I said, Paterish in a Muga, a Sefer, which is in a Muga, because somebody will come and think it's a kosher one and we'll learn with it. And it's Tevatesh in a Muga, we make special signs on it, and you put a gartel around it, which is a pi'alocha, to make sure that nobody should come and use Yana Sefer, because Sefer is a positive word. What should be the header to have a twillin around the house without parshas inside? Taki, you put on the twillin, because that's the way to, that was the best way to put on the a person who can't be Makamba Mitzvah. But there's a problem with Sefer Tesh in a Muga, the Chetzah, Kutatayna. To have a twillin without parshas in one's house, has got another problem with Sefer Torah. You see, you have to put a gavel around it, and the Chayyot Tefillin is the same halacha. Sefer, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, all these things. A person can't have something around that can be a mikshel for somebody else. And if he's got a pashas without Tefillin inside, that was with this as a pashas to have. If we put it, but as far as I know, there was no. It was his pair of Tefillin. It was his pair of Tefillin. Nobody knew that there was. He knew. That my grandfather knew there were no pashas inside it. And other people didn't have to know there was no parsha inside it. You got such a thing around, why is it not necessary to keep such a pair around? Yeah, something's more of a lifting in a kuda. Let's get back to base, to my six sofim, from where we left off last week. My six sofim, we saw from the Sifri, is the same as a normal Maisa, which is given to Maisa Aniyim, and there's an Israbba, that there's also Indian to give Maisa Ksofim. Maisa Ksofim, so the Asnomas Aposkim, even though some learn this as the Raisa, some learn this as the Rabbonon, or Bumukubil is that it's a minik. It's not Ikadin Chiv, it's a minik. But Ikadin, the money belongs to Aniyim. Money of Maisa Ksofim should be channeled towards Aniyim. That's the ideal way of giving Maisa Ksofim. Says the Chasam Sofer that even if it's supposed to be given to Aniyim, because we learn it out when we damn it to Maisa and Maisa Oni, Oba, the person, Lechatchila, says he wants to use it for other mitzvahs, he's got a right to use this Maisa for other mitzvahs. It doesn't have to go only to Aniyim. Menastam, it's Momen L'Aniyim. If a person has been giving always to Aniyim and he wants to now change it, not to give it to Aniyim, he has to be Shoyal. As to be matter is neither. But if a person has money which he hasn't yet been mafresh, litzdaka, even if he has given sometimes to Aniyim, but since it's a sacha doing it, also not a tova, then that money is allowed to change. If he's got money in front of him, and he's always been giving money to Aniyim, then this money he has to give to Aniyim, unless he's matter neither. But the boss can say, even if a person has been giving all his time money to Aniyim and doesn't have money in front of him, the next lot of money that wants to give Maisa, maybe a nice Indian to be matineda, but he doesn't have to be matineda if he wants to give it even to another course. Dover menachoyva, the Gemara says in Chagiga, is only bar menachulim. The Gemara says that when you get to kabonis, a person can only bring his kabonis from money which is free money, money that's not moed shereitish. Moed shereitish, you can't use that to pay up his chayva. Says, say the Mufashim, that when it comes to tzedakah, hayos tzedakah is a chiyuv. May not be a proper chiyuv, but it's a chiyuv minik. Therefore, chatchila, one shouldn't use mois of ma'isik sofim to pay up a davar shebechoyva. If a person wants to buy an eserik, he's mechoyv to buy an eserik, that you can't use his ma'is and money for it. If a person's got a mitzvah that's an extra you can do. Something which is not an extra, you shouldn't use your money, your mois sofim, to do it. Using Maisik Sofim to pay for another Oni, that means to pay for an Oni which is Makayim Hischiev. The Oni has a Dovah Shebechoiva. The Oni needs to buy a set of Abaminim. And I'm giving my money to pay for the Oni to be Makayim Hismitzah. That's his Choiv. But for me, it's a Dovah Shebechoiva. I'm using my Maisik Sofim. No enough minimum what he's going to use it for. I can't use it for my davar shebechayva. Giving it on to an oni, for an oni to use it for his davar shebechayva, but it's mutter. But for me myself, I can't use the davar shebechayva. Comes a shayla in the poskim. What about using money for tzedakah in order to pay it for schalimut? The shayla which the Gedolei HaPoskim discuss, and right the way down to Apelles Malenu, with the Moshe, the Mechas Yitzchak, and others. How much is a person allowed to use his ma'asik sofim in order to pay up his choyves, his wolfies. If it's a proper choyv, so choyv I can't use, because I'm learning how to use it over Shebechulin. I can't use my six sofim for it. How much is a person, mechuyev, to be mechanech his children, and that's what the shayla is. And then accordingly, whatever's not part of the chiyuv, then I can use my ma'asek sofim to pay up the extra. Mikhe the dina is mashma and chazal from the rishonim that ad gil sheish, that's how much a person was mechuyav to teach his son Talmud Torah. However, shtet shulchan acharav, another poskim that is manenu, that's easier to learn, and the Torah Shebiksav is already written, and we have means to teach your child Torah even after the way without going to a malamed. Until a person is a bigger baki, Shulchan Acharav makes it quite extreme how much the child needs to know in order for the father to come potter. But zicha, the childhood of what's accepted, chinuch, of a father to his child, that goes around in Dovah Shebechoyva. People, it's Dovah Shebechoyva, a person can't pay up his schar chinuch from his ma'asek sofim. Girls, says Reb Moshe, the Ben Mr. Pass is not mechuyav to be mechanech his daughter. Not mechuyav to be mechanech his daughter Torah, and therefore should be able to pay ma'aser sofim from, in order to pay for extra good chinuch for his daughter in school, says Reb Moshe. However, very interesting zach, says Reb Moshe, since you're talking about America, and I suppose the same applies to a lot of other countries, that if a person wouldn't send his child to a Yiddish school, the government will force the parents to send the child to a school. And it wouldn't be a Yiddish school, it would be to a Goyish school. And therefore the father, als chinuch, even though he's not dafke mechuyev to teach his daughter the Tanakh that she's learning in school, but he's mechuyev to make sure that she shouldn't go to a Goyish school. Because if she were to go to a Goyish school, then her Yiddish child would be kalya. And therefore als basic chinuch, in order to avoid her going to a Goyish school, I must send her to Yiddish schools. In the Haim, where there was no schools and no government forcing the child to go to school, and then you were giving your child to school, a daughter to school was an extra, then says Reb Moshe, you can use it, you can use her Maisa money to pay for it because it was an extra. Oh, but us, in Chutzlertz, that we are nowadays, that the governments are machayev to send the child to school, so the option of sending to Yiddish school isn't an option that you could say, I'm not going to do it, it's an extra for me to send them to school, because you better send them to school, because if not, the government will put them in a Goyish Moisit. So you mechuyev to send them to Yiddish school. If you fully mechuyev to send them to Yiddish school, you can't deduct your the mei chinuch from ma'asek sofim. However, anything extra which isn't included in how much a father is mechuyev to do, then all of a sudden ma'asek sofim, you start using ma'asek sofim. Kegoy, one thing the pasuk says: what happens if a person is as an man who can't afford it, or is achnosis less than what the school would ideally want for the school fees, and therefore he's given a deducted school fee, school rate, school fees in order to be able to he's not charged them to pay the full amount. Now he wants to pay the extras, give the full amount. Is he allowed to use that extra to pay from Maisa Geld? So unfortunately, yeah. Because you, according to your situation, they said that the amount you should be paying, everybody else should pay 400 a month, and you should pay 250 a month. So the 250 a month is how much really you mechuyev to pay for the school, as far as school fees are concerned. You're now giving the school 400, the extra, the difference between 250 to 400, that extra 150 is something which you're not mechuyev to do. According to your means, you're not mechuyev to do over there. The school isn't demanding you to give over there. And maybe they say initially that's how much you want the parents to pay. It may be that they say anybody who can afford it should please pay this amount. But you, the school, are mechuyev 250. So you giving from 250 to now giving 400, that extra 150 is money that the embassy not mechuyev apidin to give to the school according to your income, and that extra 150 can be given for ma'aser geld. But hey, when it comes to these campaigns, the schools make campaigns and ask the parents for extra money to give towards it. It's nothing to do with school fees. The fact that you've got a course atov to the school is something that you're not mechuyev to give to the school. Every time, from stock, you're allowed to have a teves hanor. Persons are allowed to have teves hanor. Every kvi who gives his money and has a plaque hanging up has a greater teves hanor from it. The Gemara Sheb Rebbe Mechabed Ashirim was officially Mechabed Ashirim. That was the way they encouraged people to give tzedakah. Teves hanor isn't osa when it comes to tzedakah. The fact that the school will be happy with you, the fact that they'll be makatev to you, and that way a person's allowed to. B'chein, say the Paskim, when it comes to giving a Rebbe money, when it comes to Purim, in the places where it's mekubal, the person gives money to the Rebbe. If the Rebbe is an oni, and you give the Rebbe extra money, lechvoid Purim, and it's money which you're not mechuyev to give, so if it's mekubal by every person that you have to give a certain amount over there, and they demand it from you, then maybe that was considered the minimum to give, then debatable whether it's lachatchela to use my six offering. But a person doesn't want to give. A person would get to give £10 to the Rebbe over here. He wants to give the Rebbe extra. It's like a noni. You give him £50. You give him £100. Whatever it is over here. And the Rebbe's all happy. You're going to gain. The Rebbe will be happy. Makitev to you. Be nicer to your child in the school. Whatever it is. I've already got a nice game from a bit of here. Oh, but something you're not mechuyev to do. Not mechuyev to do. You can pay for my segel. Chaim says Rebbe Yashiv, if you send your child to a yeshiva, and you could get away with giving him to a basic yeshiva, even if you've given him to a better moisit, in order for him to have a better chinuch. But you chiyuv of a father of chinuch, even like the pasuk say that nowadays it's mekubel to send your child to yeshiva, and all the zachen is accepted, the normal practice, and therefore you giving it is considered something that everybody does, and therefore it's not an extra, but you don't have to send them to this moisit. And that's a struggle till a few years ago, the Yeshiva Ketanis were free, the government paid a big chelik towards it, most of it, if I get it, was a profitable business to have a Yeshiva Ketanis till a few years ago, and they weren't charging the parents. So if you send to Yeshiva Ketanis where they don't take money from the government, whatever the reason is, and therefore we wanted even extra chelik, you're paying more for your child over there, says Rabbi Yashiv, that money is money that you're not mukhuyv. You can't say it's the accepted practice to send your child to Yeshiva Ketana. It is accepted practice, but not to pay money. If you have to pay and everybody's paying for it, then the paying for Yeshiva Ketana is something that you're not mukhuyv to pay. Or by something that you could get free elsewhere, and now you're paying for it, paying extra when you're not mukhuyv to pay for it, is considered an extra, and then you can pay my six often. The chain says Rabbi Yashiv, very interesting, a bigger chiddush when it comes to paying for an extra private rebbe for a child. What are you giving the private rebbe for, says Rabbi Yashiv? If you're giving the private rebbe to keep him on standard, he should be the same as the rest of the cars, then that goes around in the chiyuvim of a father. A chiddush, I would have thought, it doesn't go around in the chiyuvim of a father. Send him to school and he's struggling in school, but that's not the father's chiyuv to pay that extra. Rabbi Yashiv looked at it, they sent to a school and the school demands, or the right thing to do would be to give your child the extra private lessons. Giving the private lessons to the child to keep him up to what's on the standard of the class, that can't be deducted for my six often, lechatchelak upon him, because that's something which is determined, defined as davar shebechoyva. Extra, you want to give your child an extra private lesson, forget it, you'd be more advanced over here. You got a big game from it, something you're not mechuyv, you can use my six often for. So quite clear cut that some davar shebechoyva, a person is not allowed to use my six often. Anything that's an extra, a person is allowed to pay for my six often.
Know if the
Rebbe is
a oni or not. What's the
it's a very important point. To define what a person is an oni, a person doesn't have to go through Yenna's bank account and to over here. Oni means that a person is struggling. According to Orach HaShulchan, we said last week, to become potter min a maisa. Some people hold it become potter in order for an oni to take himself and therefore not give his maisa off, it means he can't have mezunis on his table over there. And according to others, it means anything that he's struggling in his panosa. So, often, a kolin yunga man or something like that doesn't have. Depends, every person, it's hard to give a klolistic gezach to say, but if a person is struggling, then it comes to as a maisa ksofim, lechatchila, to give it to a person who's oni. The person's learning, some people are learning, the wealthy, the people are working, the full day work in the office over there. It's not tough to define whether what his job is over here, but akoy lefi, that's hard to say again over there. But a person can't make ends meet lechatchila. A person is struggling and therefore has to come onto Cooper's stock or these sort of things. That sort of person is the person that you can give, use your money as an extra. Others say that every time a child is also, every bocha and every child is also considered an oni because he's always relying on his parents, but the child himself doesn't have the means to pay for his extra chinuch. Therefore, paying for one's child an extra, whatever it is, giving a child an abamino where you're not mechuyev to punt the abamino is not a good example because the Shulchan Aruch says a person should give the child abamino. But if a person gives an extra mitzvah to a child where the child really isn't mechuyev to do it over there, giving an extra mitzvah where the child's not mechuyev, according to other, you can also use maisa ksavim over there because the person isn't mechuyev. Somebody called up last week and said, can you buy? His sister wants to buy a sefer. He wants to buy a sefer. Can his sister use maisa ksofim to buy him the sefer? I was on the phone, I don't know who the show was. Can my sister use her maisa ksofim to buy me a sefer? So I said, why didn't your parents buy it for you? So he said that my parents won't buy it for me, the sefer. So the sister wants to use her maisa ksofim to buy the sefer for the child to learn from over there. It's not so posh that you can't. Maybe like a chiller to tell, because if you tell a person on the phone, they can start using his mindset stuff, and then he buys himself with svarim, and it's not real upset to tell. But the truth is that this boy, his brother, whoever it was a poor person, according to the Pasim, according to Chaznish, according to others, he hasn't got his own means of money, even though he's getting everything from his father. But boy is considered oni. And so you're buying the tzorich advan mitzvah that the child won't have had without it. He wants to save in order to learn with it. Not so simple that you can't use that money in order to buy a sefer. Some of the shogun wants an Eretz Yisrael in his house, a sefer that Reb Kweger said, can we see Zed Memoris Meiser? And then signed his name on the sefer. Some get the sefer home that Reb Kweger himself. The Boston sefer, the person buys the sefer, but not stalker. Then you should write inside that it's bought Memoris Meiser, because it's really not meant for you, it's meant for other people to be able to use it as well. It's Memoris Meiser, it's done, the Tzorech Harabim, so therefore make sure they write it and it's marked down every day. Oh, but when it comes to mitzvah, zecha giving gender to be Makayim as mitzvah, zecha tchila, giving svarim to private people, is there any a person who has to make a judgment whether it's right or wrong? Giving kesef to one's parents is also something which, you look in the Gemara, it would seem that it's asa, and Paket, not only the person say it's asa, it's the most mehudadik way of being Makai and Maisik Sofim. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, Gemara brings down that a shaila, where the person should, is mechuyev, kibud av, mishal av, mishal ben. What's the chiv, kibud av? Mechuyev to give my money in order to be mechabed my parents, or my parents' money, I have to use their money. There's no chiv for a child to give out his own money in order to be mechabed his parents. We pass in the kibedav is mishalav, it's not mishal ben. The child's not mechuyev to give his money to do kibedav. And the Gemara in Kiddushin, in the Flamed base, brings down a tesefta, that tova in ve'iro, become a klola for a person who's mefanes his parents for ma'isanim. As I in Gemara. It's a shaila, whether it's a machalik sevata, whether we're passing in that way. But even if it is osa, lukula amma, to give ma'isa oni to one's parents, but that's ma'isa oni. Because Maisa Oni is something which is earmarked to give to Aniyim, and a person gives his parents his Maisa Oni, then he's sort of told them that this is your one Oni, and therefore it's considered the Dover, which is a Dover Mavuza. Shaitan Poskim, that when it comes to Maisa Sofim is a person giving Makai Mitzvahs with it, the person can do other things with it as well. Being down the Masham for the Chasm Sefer, the Ein Lecho Kibbedaav Gedele Mizu, Ein Lecho, a better way of using Tztoker than to be able to give Tztoker to one's parents. If a person don't understand, the parents should have. But if the child has money and the parents doesn't have money, the child to give his money to his parents over there isn't included in what Shigemora says, Tova Meira. Shevet Alevi says that even if the child can afford it to support his parents from his own private money, he can still use the money from Maisik Sofim in order to support his parents. That's already a Shaila and Achrenim, but it's so posh that he can easily support his parents without coming onto Maisik Sofim, where they should use Maisik Sofim. But Akaponim, if he can't, and he's got a shaila whether to give his Maisik Sofim to his next door neighbor, to give his Maisik Sofim to a parent, then a parent is a chatchila, the Chasam Sofer says, to support one's family is the nicest way of stalking. But Chen Chav Tzchaim writes in Avos Chesed, people don't realize to give to one's mishpocha, to one's krevim, Maisa Oni, Chav Tzchaim says that even if it's a choice of giving to a Talmud Chochem who's not mishpocha, and to give a mishpocha who's not a Talmud Chochem, then the mishpocha comes first. Giving stocker to one's family is a din kedima in the Seidat Varim of stocker. And if a person's got Maisa Sofim, if a person has his own children, if a person has his own children, which are Chas Negata, and he's not Mechuyib al Pidin to support them, and he's supporting his children, and lechatchila meroish, only because he's going to use his ma'asik sofim. If when they got married, he says, I'll give you 5 years support, and they didn't have the das to use that money, ma'asik sofim, then it became a choyv, because he was mashavad himself to give ma'asik sofim. He can't use his ma'asik sofim to pay up his choyv. But if, before the shas ha-shidduch, he wasn't sure how much can I yes support them, not support them, and he thinks to himself, yeah, really, I can support them for 1 year. Oh, but if I use my Maisik Sofim, I'll be able to let them live wherever it is, and they'll be able to stay in learning for a longer tkufa. And he's using his Maisik Sofim in order to keep his child to learn. And he's not mochiv to do that. The fact that was his opmach when they got married, and he's going to give that amount of support, doesn't make a difference. He's using his Maisik Sofim. He's using his Maisik Sofim to support his children as a chachiladik way of using one's money. One can't pay a choyv out of it. But if you created the choyv through your Maisik Sofim, you only gave them the support, I'll ask that you're going to use a Maisik Sofim. So, other rabbi, giving to one's family is a chachiladik way of using the Maisik Sofim.
You have to tell the Mechitin that you're doing it with Maisik Sofim. After the Mechitin, he thinks you're Mechayat Sofim.
He doesn't need to know what how I plan using my money. He knows that he's getting.
I'm a chaver, I've got a chiver.
How I plan using it, but I don't have to tell him. I've got a next door neighbor that's going to pay me. I only was machayev myself because my next door neighbor. I first go to my next door neighbor as a givir and I say, look, I can only do the shidduch if you're machayev yourself to give me my chilek of the support for the next 5 years. And I come to my neighbor, he says, yes, he's machayev himself for the next 5 years support. And then I turn around to machut and yes, I'm prepared to undertake upon myself 5 years support. I didn't tell him it's not me, it's my neighbor. I've done anything wrong. He knows that I'm going to give my chilek of the support. There's no difference to him from which account I'm giving it to him,
you're
whether it's me or my neighbor.
You're not to give it, whether you're not.
Yeah, but I was machayev myself to give it from my money. It's no difference to him where I'm giving it from. Whether it's my normal account, from my mice account, or from my next door neighbor. He doesn't need to know where it's coming from. He needs to know that his mechutin is mechayev to give this amount of support. Where his mechutin is getting that support from has nothing to do with him. He can't interfere to know where I'm paying my money from over here. It can come from my money, it can come from my next door neighbor's, and it can come from my tzedakah account. I'm allowed to use this money to pay up my tzedakah. How I'm paying it up is nishan geshef. I'm allowed to use my tzedakah money to pay it up as long as before I was mechayev myself, I said I'm going to pay this money for my six of him. If I was mechayev myself, and now I want to use my six of him, it's already problematic. When it comes to giving tzedakah my six of him, okay, but we're going to run late. I'll leave maybe a few short zachen, and leave the longer zachen for next week in Bitzah Shem. One shayla that somebody asked a few weeks ago was, he's in London, they're making one of the tzedakahs, one of the atzalas over there. He said there was an atzala in Edgware. A gimmick of to make money over there was that you buy a bottle of whiskey. The whiskey's 49 years old and that's worth a substantial amount of money. The tzedakah, the atzala, bought on bulk amount of whiskey. And they're giving it much cheaper than you'd be able to buy it over the counter. But that way, the stock is making a profit. So let's say, for argument's sake, you buy a bottle of whiskey, which is 49 years old, you pay £500 for such a bottle of whiskey. You give to Atzala will tell you, will send you this bottle for £250. And Atzala managed to get it that cost them £125 a bottle. So you're paying, Atzala's cost in this bottle is £125. You're paying £250, and over the counter, you would pay £500 for it. Are you allowed to use your mice money, or not allowed to use the mice money to buy that bottle? Me buying this £250 is giving £125 straight to that seller, to the stocker. If they've sold enough bottles over there, then maybe it'll work out that even less than £125 per bottle. But whatever it is, let's say I'm for the first 50 customers, first 50 to buy this bottle, which the cheshbon is that half the money, half the cost is how much it costs Atzala to buy that bottle of whiskey, and the other half is profit. So I want to buy this bottle for £250, and the person says, am I allowed to use my some money, £250, to buy this bottle of whiskey? Yes or no?
Can you take anything
of
you
might anything I'm not from Stocker? So we said that, but I'm allowed to have things I know from Stocker. So is this a terms or not? If I'm getting this bottle over here, £250, and the stock is getting £125 profit.
Yeah, they're only getting half, but they're not getting the full amount.
So how much am I allowed to pay for the stock of money on the stock of money this bottle? Or the whole thing, nothing?
So
if this stocker is something that it wouldn't be the stocker, I'd also do the same. I like whiskey, and 49-year-old whiskey is something which is talks to me, and I would pay even £300 for it. £250 is a good price for it, and the fact that it's at Sola, it makes me all the more want to buy it because the money's going to a good cause. But I would spend £300 on this bottle of whiskey, so then I'm not buying anything extra for the stocker. The fact that stocker is getting this money, I got my true value of how much money I paid for it over here. It happens to be, the money's going to the stocker. The fact that Satma has a shop, and I buy in their shop over there some goods over there, maybe they're making some profit on it, but if I wouldn't go to Satma to buy the biscuit, I'd go to another shop and buy it over there. The fact that happens to be at Satma is not a reason I can use my Meister money for it over here. I haven't gained anything by going to their shop to buy it. They're selling outside the mikveh a box of wafers, and I could go to another shop and buy it, and it's the same price. When I'm buying outside the mikveh, the Semedrash is making some money on it, and I go to another shop, I'm a private person making some money. Buying it in the Semedrash isn't the reason to be able to use my Maisa money, because that is the value. I got value for buying this pack of biscuits. It's the same amount as I pay in the shop. That can't be paid with Maisa money. The fact that stock is making money on it is not a reason that the person is saying you can pay Maisa money. Maisa money is where you didn't get your value. Besides for not getting your value, something you wouldn't have done without Maisa money. I'm only doing it because I'm doing it for Maisa money. So if I buy this bottle of whiskey for £250 and that's how much it's worth, I can't do it. But this person says that I wouldn't attack a like whiskey, and I wouldn't buy it, if it'd be something else, I wouldn't buy it, I'm going to enjoy this whiskey. But I wouldn't pay more than the place was £200 for this bottle. So then, the paying £250, the extra difference between the 200 and 250, that is only doing it because it's Maisa. If he never paid £250, he's got enjoyment. Maybe he's got enjoyment of something that's worth £500, because in the street they'd sell that bottle for £500. I would only pay personally £200 for such a bottle. And I've got it now for 250, so the 250, the difference between 200 and 250, that's how much you can use for his Maisa money. Because you would only buy it now because of stocker, that amount. That amount over there comes into the stocker. So every person has to always be mashiach how much you would do without it, and the person can't trick himself. I mean, that's what it is. The person has to know how much he would really spend without the stocker. V'chein, if a person goes to a dinner, they make an evening, and they charge £50 for a couple, or £75 for a couple, and you get a whole nice meal over there. Every person enjoys going out, and you got a nice meal for it as well. That amount that they charge can't be just paid for Maisa money. If you would have paid £10 to go out and eat an evening out for £10, then £10 is how much that ticket is worth for you. The fact that the school, the moises, whatever it is making money on it over there, is no difference. And even if they advertise it and they say that the money, the cost of the meal is already all being subsidized, it's not costing the school anything, but you got from that meal £10 value. You went from meal, they charge you £50 a ticket, but the value of that meal for you is £10. You're not for there, you go somewhere else to pay the same amount of money for that meal. So why is that stocker money? That doesn't belong to stocker.
It wouldn't go otherwise.
Oh, so if you wouldn't go otherwise, then how much?
Then if I hope to eat whatever it costs.
So it's worth you £2, that meal over there. Then it's worth £2 or £3, whatever it is. Your value of your meal, however much you would do without it, that's how much you can deduct from your stocker. I'm asking you ask somebody else, you see someone else, you see that there are it's not a double posh of what I'm saying out here. It's just instead of going through all that stud and all the passim, it's the ascoma of rape passim is the way that I'm saying it over. The way one can deduct from one's maisa is how much one would usually pay without it being stocker. You deduct that, and after that, that's how much one pays for maisa. A few weeks ago, well, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, one of the stockers in town made I think it was a gift, £50, you got £70 or £75, and you got a £10 present for it by giving to one of the moisters. Usually one gives a moister, so if you give £50, you get a little, luxurious card, whatever, which is worth £1 or £2. This moister gave £75, I don't remember the exact figures, I'll make it up, it was £75 to give to the moister, and you got a present which was £10. £10 is quite a large present to get for some. In the scene of £75, you used to be disproportionate to give £75 to the stocker to get a £10 present. The reason why the moisture did it was very clever. Even if they gave a £10 present, it cost them £10 for it. But usually when they're given £20 or £30 of it, but because they were giving out this £10 present, the person says to himself, I'm interested in this £10 present. And I can use my Maisa money, £75, and I get free this £10 present. So that was the way they got encouraged a lot of people to give the £75 donation to the stocker. £10 present for £75 donation is not something which is considered the normal way of a stocker giving in return a thank you. Every time you get a thank you in return, but £10 is a bit much for a £75 donation. And therefore, if a person got this £10 for a £75 donation, that £10, if he gave his money to get that £10 present over there, maybe he would have paid £8 for it. Whatever, he can't just say, I've given £75, and now £75 to stock, and I get that £10 present free. Because you bought it to get that £10 present, and the £10 present, you would have paid £8 for it. So you gave your whole stock. It's not something which came zeitig. You have to always look at it as your benefit that you got from it to zeitig. If you get something from your a rebbe, a child in school, and you gave him money, even though you gave it because you wanted to be nice to your child, but that's not considered tit for tat, you didn't give him the money. It's not payment for what I've done. It's a benefit. It's a tevis anor. Tevis anor is mutter from stocker. You can't buy with stocker money. If you give £75 and you get a £10 donation, you've bought this item. That's the way it's perceived. That's the way you look at it. buy an item for £10. You can't do with the stock amount of here. If that item of £10, you would have paid £8 for it, so you can use £2 of it as stock amount of here. So
every reference, you're going to say that if it's like spent £20 to get a chance to go to a stroll and everything, so I would have maybe given £1 for such a reference. Every time I have to think about that, £1 of that £10.
If a person goes around the raffle, the raffle's the same child, the raffle comes into the same child of the person, but in a normal raffle, if they're sending around the moisters, they give £50, thinking you're going to a race for the in town of here, 72,000, the races, wherever it is, the big moisters that go around here. The chances of you winning that raffle, and it sold in America and sold in all other places, it may be more than other kosher lottos, but still, no person, if it wouldn't be for stock of money, would buy this ticket for £50. And the reason why he's buying it is because he's enticed by the 72,000 that it says, and therefore he gives us £50. But if you tell him that he can't pay his £50 money, that part of that he deducts.
Usually
a person's Maisa money is it comes over and he gives a bit more, it doesn't give his exact Maisa money, and therefore it comes on. But etzem, ikir didina, yes, if a person would be giving, if he'd pay £1 for it, so it's worth £1. The person would pay £1 to go into £72,000. Lottery, so that pound you can take off, but the £50, no person would give £50 only because it's Maisa money. For Raya, they're sending these raffles in the shops over there, nobody's buying it. And the reason why you're doing it because you want to give to the Maisa over there, they know that you're using your Maisa Ksofim in any case, they paid over there, and they'll draw you to give the Moshech you to give it to them rather than somebody else by saying they're giving you a big prize. As much as the prize is worth, that amount the person deducts from his Maisa Ksofim. Anything above the value of the ticket, which goes either from the value of the meal or the value of the prize you're getting, if it's something which is too much to be considered a portion, if it's something which is small, every person gets a present for it. Something which is larger, which was then the accepted amount to give for the stocker, then a person should already be deducting it from that stocker. I think we'll do
the
next week.
The chances are very small that you're going to get it. You get carried away from beginning to £50. Really, it's not worth £50.
For the same chances, if it wouldn't be Meister, a boy would come to you and ask you, this is the chance of the
would you buy it or you won't buy it?
So it's upsetting, then it's Maisa money.
So you can count the whole lot
Maisa. I don't Maisa money, you would pay £1 for it.
You would
pay £1 for it. As much as you would pay without it.
£5
for that value over there from Maisa money. It's usually very minimum. It comes to £50 ticket, it's usually about £1. It's nothing more than that that you would take off. Most usually, the reason why you're giving it is all stuck over there.
You have to say that. Your brain does go to
you. You have to say that.
Of course,
that's why they do it. They're not doing it for no reason. They're not looking to give somebody out their money. They're moishing you to give that money through giving that price.